Before we move to public comment, Mr. Stagg, we have a leftover piece of business relating to oyster ground leases in the Lynn Haven River system, correct?
Perhaps, yes.
Moratorium.
Yes.
We have a moratorium on the processing of applications.
Right. Last month, y'all voted to continue the moratorium on processing any new assignments in the Lynn Haven. You did lift the riparian processing, which we've been proceeding with those. In light of the action of no action, we just were asking if the commission has any direction. That moratorium, I believe, was for an additional 6 months or until such time as the commission decided to lift it. So I don't know of any reason not to go back to processing protested applications in the Lynn Haven or ones that aren't protested for them to be surveyed and assigned. We're not going to rush you with a bunch of applications from the Lynn Haven, but we do have some fairly old ones that are protested that we may try to schedule at some point in the near future.
Can I ask him a question?
Mr. Z?
Can we, if we lift this moratorium, can we, in light of what we've heard with this notice system, re-notice, or I don't know, I'm going to just say notice the landowners where this lease is going to be, that the moratorium has been lifted and that they have an opportunity to submit a protest?
Well, quite a few of them are already protested, so somebody found out about those already and they are protested. We may have a few applications in the Lynn Haven that are currently on hold that aren't protested, but they've all gone through the normal public interest review, and we don't notify, you know, landowners.
Well, I understand that, but given what we've heard here, you know, I think everybody will agree that there's some problem with notice to the landowners, and so, you know, is there a way that we can just send them a letter or something?
Well, we could. It depends, you know, who do you want me to notify if the lease is 1,000 feet offshore? Do you still want me to notify somebody?
No.
Sort of based on the 210 theory?
Right.
Yeah, I think we could probably try to do that. Right. It won't be that many of them.
And this second,
we do have a protested one in Little Neck Creek, which we'll be notifying several hundred people, I think.
And the second question is that in consideration for these leases that are already submitted, but in light of the conversations that we've had and what we learned, could the staff consider the 210 feet on these residential applications?
Trust me, we'll be doing that, I think, back then. But and we typically don't try to push up against the shore, as you heard earlier today. If there's piers and stuff, we don't go in and out around them, unless the applicant's adamant that he wants to do that. It's coming to you if that happens.
Okay. But, thank you.
So do you all want to lift the moratorium under those restrictions that John just voiced?
You know,
Mr. Ballard?
I guess I'm kind of confused so we lift the moratorium and then we're talking about noticing landowners of current lease applications or new lease applications?
Well, that's give me some direction, but I interpreted his as the ones we already got in the pike that may have already had the public notice, the official public notice by a newspaper. Perhaps are near land and the landowner is still not aware of them.
That's what I meant.
They're all on our website now, and the interest in the Lynn Haven, I find it hard to believe there's any down there people don't know about, but
yeah,
it's possible.
I guess is there any issue? I guess there wouldn't be, but that would be a change in commission direction.
It would be specific to Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Again, which is the issue we ran into this morning, whether we're singling out a whether that's legal or not, that's still an unanswered question. But
well, the thing that strikes me is that these leases, the leasing system, the protests, is all become very, very public knowledge down in Lynn Haven River. That there's been numerous newspaper stories, at least 7 meetings of this shellfish work group, 1 public hearing here today, and last month served kind of as a public hearing. The leases are all on our website, the applications. I mean, somebody that doesn't understand that there's leases that are being applied for, would be very rare, I would think, at this point, that they don't know enough that there are leases under application in the Windhaven River system.
Well, my point was that, you know, not everybody lives in those houses all year long, and there are some people that, you know, have houses in Florida and different places, and they're not here to see all this. And so I'm not talking about any official publication that's going to cost anything, but a letter to a landowner I don't think would be a – first of all, it's not a legal issue to notify anybody of anything. And secondly, a letter – just a letter saying, hey, look, the moratorium has been lifted and there's a lease that's application that's got property within 210 feet of your land. I mean, I don't see how hard that can be.
Mr. Erskine.
Well, that I think all of the current applications we have in the Lynn Haven that are near shore are already protested.
Well, I'm not saying re-notice. I'm not talking about re-noticing those guys, but I'm talking about the other people, if there are leases.
We could look at it. There might be one or two that are that close that are not protested at the moment, but there's not.
I guess my only point is we just went through this exercise, and we recognize that notification obviously is an issue. But I think there's a mechanism possibly in place to fix this where it needs to be fixed, and that's up in Richmond. So we voted here to be status quo. And now we're suggesting that we would notify or change the notification process here for specific Lynn Haven, some of the residents in the Lynn Haven system. I agree with the commissioner. I think it's very well known what's happening in Lynn Haven, and they are protesting. I think any agency action, it would be official agency action if you were to send an agency letter. So then the question becomes, why aren't you notifying other waterfront landowners in other systems, Rappahannock, Eastern Shore, whatever it might be? So
I wasn't suggesting it. I was just asking, do you want to lift the moratorium?
I strongly support lifting the moratorium because we did it for riparians last month. And so.
Mr. Neal?
Well, unless we're planning on taking further action at this agency, which obviously we don't have anything in the pipeline, there's no reason to maintain the moratorium. I mean, it's served its purpose. We've talked and did nothing. And now I will say the talking, I think, was good. And I do think things will be done. I hope good things. I don't see maintaining the moratorium serves anything at this point.
Mr. Fred.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused here a little bit. You know, seems like to me we're on a fence between Richmond and here. And, you know, if we're going to go status quo, then it's going to have to be the way it was before. I don't see how we can make any changes different for anybody else that we've done in the past. So if it's going to be status quo, I think it should just be status quo until we get a decision from Richmond on what we're going to do. What they're going to do.
And I don't think if the thinking would be, let's keep the moratorium until you see what the General Assembly is going to do, then I don't think they're going to make the law retroactive. They would have to go back and re-notify all the current ones in some different way than we already have. Going forward, at some point, if the law changes, we'll do it however the law says. But and that can weigh in, but I would doubt they would make the law that I'm not even sure they could make it retroactive. The ones that are already in the pipe that followed the procedures that we had at the time now have to go through another procedure. We do.
I'll note that waiting for a General Assembly decision on this matter or these matters, minimum is March. If the governor decides to veto it, we're talking a veto session, April. At the earliest, we'd have to public notice this. The earliest we could hear these would be May. And I'm not sure that's entirely fair to the lease applicants who have been out there waiting here for the last 7 months as we've gotten to this point to add another six or seven to it. But, Mr. France.
Yeah, if I could, I'd make a motion to drop the moratorium and go with status quo as we've had in the past.
That's a motion by Mr. France and a second by Mr. Erskine. Any further debate on this?
Just a comment. This has been in the Virginian Beach paper all along. I mean, we've had big articles all along, and I guarantee our decision today is going to be in the Virginia Beach paper very prominently. So I expect Virginia Beach is going to be notified, along with the rest of Tidewater. That was my, it was a comment. That was it.
Mr. Ballard?
At the risk of complicating this, did we advertise to lift the moratorium? Was that part of the notice of public meeting? Do we need to?
Advertise to create it either.
Though there, it's kind of a process thing. These come before the commission. If they're denied by staff and it's scheduled by me, so in effect, the moratorium was basically a commitment to the staff and to me to not to bring these, to put these on the agenda. So to that end, I don't think we need to advertise to lifting of a process that would just kind of delay things for a while.
In that case, I'm in favor of lifting the moratorium.
Mr. Stagg, do you have another take on that?
I don't. There's a newspaper reporter here. We can certainly get the word to him to put in the article tomorrow. There's going to be one tomorrow about the decision you made, that there was another decision made after lunch to lift the moratorium. Get that word out. I don't know that it needs an actual advertisement.
I'll call the question. That's a motion by Mr. France, second by Mr. Erskine, to lift the moratorium and to continue to process lease applications as has been standard operating procedure now for many, many years. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Stagg.
I won't necessarily see any of them really right away. We got plenty of other protesters all over the state.
Okay. Well, we kind of thank you for that.